Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 2 p.m. Don't need to tell you, but the weather blew in a few hours early and a little bit heavier than what the local forecasters had been predicting. And so it's going to be a day and it's going to be a night. And whether you got out early to go pick your kids up, I was just talking to Annie Fry, and she said that she got noticed, like, hey, 20 minutes from now, we're letting the kids out. And you're like, oh, my God.
How can they do that? I don't understand how schools are allowed to do that.
I'm looking at all of the, like, early closures on the Fox 2, you know, crawl here at the bottom, and it's like, why didn't you just call off school? I mean, you didn't. Yeah, it hit a little earlier than we were expecting, but you knew there was going to be snow today, and we knew that it was supposed to impact
driving
like the end of day commute. We already knew that, so it's like I just don't understand why more schools didn't just cancel, because early dismissal is so much more of a pain for everybody, I feel like.
So was it this weekend you had your big victory? You manipulated a bunch of people?
Oh, it was yesterday. It was last night.
Okay.
I played a game called Blood on the Clock Tower, which is a social deduction game.
Sure.
Of deception, where it's a small medieval town, right? And you're role-playing this small medieval town, and you are... there are some townsfolk that each have their separate roles, and then there are the demon and his minions. And your job is to try and figure out... As a townspeople, your job is to try and figure out who the demon is and kill them before they can kill all the townspeople.
So you're actively lying to the people you're playing the game with?
Yes.
So what is your strategy there? Is it, I'm going to tell the truth as much as I can so that people will trust me and then I'll hit them with a lie? Or is it like, I'm going to lie a little bit this whole way?
So I was one of the demon's minions. I was the Scarlet Woman, who's a bit of a saucy, whorish type, you might say.
Okay, all right.
And so I was lying outright the entire time. I thought for sure that my wife was... I caught my wife in a lie very early in the game, so I thought for sure she must be one of the bad guys, too. Because only the head bad guy knows who all the other bad guys are. And so I thought she must be one of the bad guys, too. So I tried to, like... imply that we could be evil together, mm-hmm. right? She was lying because she thought she was supposed to lie, even though she wasn't. So she wasn't actually a bad guy. So she was on to me the entire game.
Oh.
But I'm just louder than her. And so I was able to actually convince everyone that she was the one who was lying, and she got executed by the townsfolk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well before I did. And the whole time, she's clinging to the fact.
That's how real life would have gone with you guys, too.
I want to play this game.
It's extremely fun.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I hear stuff like this, and I just get stressed. Like, it doesn't sound relaxing. It doesn't sound like a fun afternoon. It sounds so stressful to me, and I don't know what's wrong with me, because I know like lots of people love this and look forward to playing things like this, and I'm just like, nah, man. No.
So to be clear, everyone is laughing and having a lot of fun. Like, it's not a tense environment where everybody is like,
nobody's actually being killed, right?
Getting very no one's there's no like real world consequences to it. Everybody is laughing and having a good time and making jokes the whole time. So that cuts the tension a lot. I know what you mean. I was a little bit nervous about the same thing, just because I don't really care for lying in general, and I mostly just deflected every time a light was shine upon me. I would just deflect and try and push on to other people, which worked surprisingly well. I was eventually executed the last night, but then the demon killed the final townsfolk, and we were able to win. So the bad guys won.
Did you know
as
who
always.
The demon was your boss?
I did.
Okay.
He kind of spread the word around to a couple of the other. Because he knew who the other bad guys were.
Okay.
So word got to me who he was, and I just kind of tried to deflect off of him and onto other people, like my poor wife who was executed.
Yeah, we get it.
You know, sometimes you get executed. Got to execute somebody. It's
why not your wife?
Because at the end of the game, split into days and nights.
Now
and during,
you got the hammock back.
During the days, it's almost like a murder mystery party where you mingle with each other. We had some pizza and some drinks, and you know, you chat and you try and suss out, you know, who's who. You have clandestine conversations and try and snoop on other people's information. And then at the end of the day, everybody votes on and nominates who they should execute. And then during the night, the demon chooses who they would like to kill.
Okay. Now you're giving me too much information.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Did you guys see, first of all, Jesse Jackson's still alive. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Y'all know Jesse Jackson, right?
I also didn't know that.
And it came out this weekend that... Coming to America, and Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall play the old guys in the barbershop, that Jesse thought those were real actors and thanked Eddie Murphy for hiring older African-American actors.
Whoops.
So he thought that. So this is not like
for decades
a joke like no. Jesse Jackson's old. He thought this when he was young.
For decades. He just found out. Rocky Marciano. Like, he thought that was a real guy.
Well, it just speaks to Eddie Murphy's talent.
I mean, they just look exactly like the two of them.
Does.
Yeah,
it does.
Exactly. Pay no mind to the fact that it looks and sounds exactly like Eddie Murphy.
They look exactly like themselves. That's the whole gag.
Yeah, the gag is that it is not at all... it doesn't even look like they were trying.
No.
Well, Jesse Jackson has a neurological disorder right now.
Oh, you don't need to do that to me, Rachel.
I'm just saying, like, he's been in the news because he's been hospitalized.
He has face blindness.
He's having a hard time.
We are making fun of the Jesse from 30 years ago.
Yes. Oh, Dave, I don't know if you saw this, but he's very, very ill. He's very sick.
I figured I'd throw it out there before we go much further on old Jesse.
We weren't going any further.
The last thing he said was, I hope no one makes fun of me on the radio. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not well. You want to hear a list of things you should never have more than one of?
Mm-hmm.
Phones.
Oh.
Should never have more than one phone.
Yeah, unless you're cool.
Yeah, unless you're a total
unless you're
badass.
A spy.
Offshore bank accounts. Yeah, God knows I kept it at one, so.
Yeah, you shouldn't have more than one banking account.
If you have one, why would having two be bad?
Life insurance policies on other people.
You should never have more than one of those?
I guess.
All right.
Makes it look like you're going to kill them. Two toilets and one bathroom.
Yeah, no. That's bad. But people do that on purpose sometimes.
Yeah, I know. You ever seen those that face each other?
No.
Yeah, they're connected. They're right next to each other.
Megan Trainor had them, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And you look, that's.
And you're looking them right in the eye.
That's, yeah.
Kind of.
I don't need to do that.
Romance.
Spouses who died in strange ways.
You definitely don't want to get a pat
on
there.
Now, this one was interesting. Crazy exes. If you have more than one crazy ex, you're probably the problem.
I mean,
yeah,
sure.
I mean,
sounds
sure.
Fair. Although, you know, you could be unlucky twice and be a normal person, right?
Yeah, I think if you have, now if you have like several dozen and every time you're like, that girl was so nuts, man, she was so crazy, like, yeah, you're probably the problem. But if you have like two bad exes, that's fine.
Or just, you know, being the person who's constantly talking about their ex, like...
Ooh, yeah, that's a good
just,
one.
I mean, even if they were all crazy, maybe just leave that in the past.
Yeah, it's over now, right?
I don't need to hear that they were crazy.
So, we just celebrated our 100th anniversary. Progresso, the canned food soup people, also 100 years old.
Wonderful.
Which leads me to Campbell's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. How about that piece of crap?
He's a bad guy.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Was that their CEO?
Yes. Was it the CEO?
I thought it was just an exec.
I think it was
just an
exec.
I thought it was the
top
guy.
Oh, okay.
But he was up there.
Yeah, for people that missed it.
This is for poor people.
Yeah, I don't eat this crap.
I don't eat this crap. It's made with 3D printed chicken.
But that's what makes Campbell's good.
The 3D printed chicken?
No, it's for poor people. Everyone can enjoy Campbell's.
I gotta be honest.
So you're
with me,
saying he's not wrong.
I'm saying that it's, you don't, well, first of all, the way you say that is not it's for poor people. You say it's for everyone because it is. So right off the bat, obviously he did not say it in the correct spirit. He was saying it in a mean-spirited and cruel way.
But so like what's the rich people store brand of soup?
Good point.
Because they're all kind of the same price, right?
That's a great point. What's the most you've ever spent on a can of soup?
Where's he getting soup from?
Yeah.
I mean, like, this. What, do you have a personal chef making your own soup every day? I mean, okay, fancy pants.
The Schwann man.
It's just so funny that, like, this is the guy that got caught, but...
Yeah, I know,
just
I know.
Just so y'all know, that's how they all talk about all of us all the time.
Yeah,
those stupid pores.
This is not a rare person. This is not, like, some sort of, you know, freak accident. Oh, he was talking bad one day. No, this is how they all think about all of us.
He must have lost his mind. It just went crazy.
Yes. Boy, he must have been having a tough one. No.
He got fired, by the way.
And who? I haven't heard the recordings. Was anyone pushing back on any of these claims during the reporting, or were people laughing along? It was probably the second one.
I bet a lot of them were cringing, going, "Gah!" But yeah, he got fired.
Do you guys eat much canned soup these days?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the chunky soups.
When I'm sick, I like to get the. It's in the cup. It's the Campbell's chicken noodle soup that's like in a cup with a little sippy lid.
Yeah.
Soup and you can
just, fits in the hand and you can put it in the.
You know what I had over the weekend? SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's good.
Hate SpaghettiOs.
Oh, we got a regular Campbell's executive right here in the room.
It's so mushy and disgusting and they smell.
Rachel's like,
like a word I can't say on the air.
Yeah, they smell like spaghetti.
They smell like SpaghettiOs. They have their own smell.
It's like putrid.
But you got to get them with the meatballs, though.
And every and again, you mess up the
meatballs.
Every now and again, you mess up the can opening and you get a little metal shaving in there, and it's like little tinny deliciousness.
Why?
They should give him the Campbell's.
Yum. Yum.
You want to?
Why is it that you always make me regret linking up with you?
That's pure minerals. That's iron, baby. It's good for you.
Rachel's on one side. You're on the other. I'm like, here we go. We're going to get Rachel. I like it when there's metal.
Yeah, it's a...
there goes my support.
I'm not a big, like, soupy soup kind of guy. I want a soup that's more like
a stew guy. Yeah.
Like the chunky soups, which are also Campbell's. And by the way, they're fine and good. And if they are bioengineered, I don't care.
I used to be big into bread bowls at Panera.
Oh, those are, yeah.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Those are good.
But now they're like $40.
Yes.
So
Olga's has a snacker bowl now where you can get like macaroni and cheese, and they put it in a bowl made of snackers.
Oh, no. Thank God there's no Olga's near me.
That was a weird reaction from Kevin.
Dude, they're so good.
No!
Damn it. Damn it. I don't know what to do. Because I want that, but I don't want to go get it.
Oh, for the love of God.
Please, no more.
Ah, the pain.
I can't control the appropriateness of my responses.
The pain. The indecision. Guys, what do I do?
Let's find the closest Olga's.
I think the only one around is.
It's going to be all soggy by the time it gets to
the The last remaining thing in the Alton Square Mall is the only Olga's for 70 miles.
Kevin fears it.
No, it's just too far away from where I live.
The Bad Guys, DGS 224. We're going to do a quick DGS happy hour.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Anyone want to kick it off?
Let me see what I want to talk about today.
I got a couple things. I got one.
Okay.
Can people stop saying that other people need to touch grass?
Well, what
I just
feel
like
to?
That's so judgy.
Did someone tell you to touch grass?
No, I saw an article about it, and the article was like, more people need to touch grass because it's more stressful to live than ever. Like, yeah, I'm sure it's more stressful now than when people were being hunted by predators out in the wild.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they were like, oh, yeah, but that's
all, how they got eaten touching grass.
There could be like, yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. See, somebody, you get it. They were making this ridiculous argument like, we live under unprecedented stress levels. Back in the day, maybe you had to worry about a stray tiger or something. I don't know. Like, yeah, but that worry was 24/7 because it was an ever-present stressor. Like, something's trying to eat you and kill you, and you didn't have firearms and cars and all these other things. Like, it's worse now than our childhood, Dave, right? I mean, it's more stressful than the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
But pretty much every generation other than those was more stressful than those. But, like, why do we have to go that far? And be like, it's the most stressful time ever. Really? Go pre-industrial revolution. Get to the Black Death when half of the continents were dying from the plague. I mean, calm down, people, and stop telling me to touch grass. So I got to fix everything.
Okay.
Thank you. Plus that, I get to touch a lot of grass during baseball season. It's fine. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
World's still the same world.
Rage?
Oh, man. Well, there was something. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble.
Ah, you going to tell me to touch grass?
No, it's not about touching grass. It was me. I was going to complain, and I need to just stop complaining as much as I do. So,
do you realize
you're like the least
how
complaining
few
person?
People are listening right now? This snowstorm.
Okay, so this is not like an Odyssey thing. This is not a KMOX thing. This is a shared office thing. I think a lot of people out there will relate. But do you ever like get in your head about how many other people have been sitting on the seat that you use every day? Because like I'm sitting here behind the board and like, look, everybody who works for KMOX is cool. I'm not saying like, ooh, this person was here. But it's like I get in my head about like, well, they were sitting there for hours and then someone was sitting there for hours. Now I'm sitting here for hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes you shift around. Whoa. You might catch a little whiff of something you didn't want to smell. It's not good. I'm just saying, like, sometimes if you let that get to you, it can be horrible.
It is one of those things you have to actively push out of your mind.
Well, it's kind
of
like using the silverware at a restaurant. It's like, oh, how many other people have used this? But those are going through a washing machine. Yeah. They're being steamed.
That's what's not going through a washing machine are the public toilets.
Yeah.
Nope. I heard that.
Airplane seats.
Tony Colombo said that once on the show. Tony had OCD like me, maybe worse. And he said he cannot put a fork from a restaurant in his mouth.
Jeez.
Even though he knows it's been sterilized. That, I guess so, that like 10,000, that fork's been in 10,000 mouths.
Uh-huh.
Which, yep. Like, yeah, I mean, I get it. If you think about it, it's going to make for an unpleasant experience. And I'm just saying right now I'm thinking about these chairs and the amount of bottoms that sit on the chairs. And sometimes it's like, man, I wish I had my own seat.
Do you specifically think about Pajeski?
No. And like I said, there's no one person where I'm like, ugh. It's just in general, it's like, this is like a communal thing. And sometimes you get a little grossed out.
Because I speak.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The pompousness of love. Welcome back, guys. DGS. So I was kidding Rach a while ago when she was hesitant to tell her story, saying, well, no one's listening today, and it's quite the opposite. Days like this is what KMOX was made for. So tons of people out there just trying to get home, trying to get their kids from early dismissal. Just know that we'll be with you until 5 p.m. Wheels will take over after that for Rush Hour Sports, but as the day moves on, Maria Kina will be doing more updates and Roger Brand. And right now, like, let me just say this. I'm no traffic expert, but it's effed. I mean, like, everything out there is just red, and everything is just bumper to bumper. So take it easy. These are the days when I remember my dad saying, always have a blanket, always have flares, always have this, always have that. I'm 61. I still don't have any of that. But smart people do. Hello, Bern.
Good afternoon. Everybody stay safe and warm.
100%. Absolutely.
And happy. And be happy.
There you go. Bern's got a positive attitude.
That's right.
Let's start out talking about the coach from Ole Miss, because I find this so interesting. It's intriguing from the interpersonal standpoint. It's interesting from the structural standpoint of college football. Wheels was kind of lining me out on the ins and outs of it a couple segments ago. But Bern, take it away. Tell us what happened and what your thoughts are.
Well, it just represents the new and modern world of major college football. Although, you know, in other words, where players can opt out and transfer at any time, you know, they could literally play in four or five programs during their college year. Because college football universities allow tampering, they allow steal coaches. You want to talk to our coach? Okay, well, you know, we're trying to make the playoffs. But yeah, go ahead and talk to him. It's a problem. No contracts are binding. So there's really nothing improper legally from going to steal another team's coach if that school will not enforce the signed contract. So what are you going to do? And see, Lane Kiffin didn't need these changes. That's the irony. He didn't need these changes to move because Lane Kiffin has a history of doing whatever the hell he wants to do. And the other thing, you know, pretty much in every instance that he's hopped from one job to another, it has ended poorly. I don't know that that'll be the case at LSU, but everything he's been involved with, except when he coached Florida Atlantic for a little while, has ended very, very poorly. So we'll see if this time it'll last, and we'll see if Lane Kiffin can actually discover true happiness, because apparently he's been looking for it for a very long time.
Yeah, there are two things in this that I think are important beyond just whether a coach should or shouldn't do this, because we know you laid it out perfectly. This is the world. Everybody agrees that this is the world, and at least now players have some power in it where they can leave if they're not happy. You know, they can get paid where it helps. But, like, there's two parts to this. One is, what makes LSU this big job? They've had, what, I think four 10-win seasons in the last 12 years. They fire their coaches every 4 years. They fired Ed Orgeron a year and a half after winning a national championship. Like, if he goes there and has a 6-win year, they're going to fire him. And he's going to have to go. Now, maybe he doesn't care, but I don't see that as being a markedly better option than Ole Miss. And Ole Miss would certainly come close enough on the money to where it's not going to be that big of a life-changing difference. The other part I don't like here is how people are painting, and by people I mean mostly the talking heads on ESPN, maybe Fox and a few of the other, the big college football broadcast outlets, who are painting this like, oh, well, Kiffin, this isn't fair to Kiffin either. Well, no, he doesn't. First of all, he doesn't have to do this. But the problem is so many of those people are represented by the same agency that represent coaches. So CAA is the agency. Jimmy Sexton is a super agent in the college and pro football coaching world. So half of those ex-coaches you see on TV defending Lane Kiffin are also Jimmy Sexton clients. And Kirk Herbstreit is a CAA guy, the same agency that employs Jimmy Sexton. So while it's not his representative, it's the same agency. And this is what bothers me, is this should be disclosed. You are members of the media, and you are not disclosing conflicts of interest when you're offering your opinion. You ever notice, I'm sure you've noticed, Byrne, how rarely coaches get criticized in college football by the guys at ESPN or by the guys on the broadcasts?
You're 100% true. You're on it. There's a definite conflict of interest. And actually, there's been some independent websites like Awful Announcing that have called these guys out on it. You know, and it's absolutely true. So the whole thing is, I don't know if corrupt is the word. It's kind of corrupt. But I have to say, I exist very, very well in the modern world. Nothing gets me upset. I don't get all hot and bothered just because something's a lot different than when I was 30 years old or whatever, right? But I have to say, you know, Lane Kiffin, who has spent years and years and years and even got ESPN to make a documentary about him, about, oh, well, he's grown up, he's changed, he's at peace, he's happy. Oh, he says in the documentary that didn't come out all that long ago, you know, I've never been happier. Why would I want to leave Oxford? You know, and so he has spent years and years and years and years trying to improve his image after some of the disastrous things he's done. And all of a sudden, just like that, he's got that itch again. Mm-hmm. And he walks out on his team before they have a chance to enter the National College Football Playoff, something that Ole Miss has never done. In fact, this is the best Ole Miss team since 1962.
See, maybe
he walks away. Now his thing is like, well, I told them I wanted to stay. I don't blame Ole Miss from saying, move on.
No.
He could have waited. Yeah. He you know, and he didn't. How can you walk away from those kids?
Maybe.
How can you do that?
Maybe it's because no one has ever offered me $1 million, much less 12. But if I can make $11 million, sleep at night, stay with the boys I recruited, go into their first playoff run in a long time, I'm choosing that. But I guess I'm just a schmuck.
You know, yeah, but not only that, at Ole Miss, they've done everything that he's asked, and they've been really friendly about it. They're not like, oh, he's a pain in the butt. You know, no, they love him. Everybody loves him. The fans love him. The big money people really love him. They always answer the call. They always pump more money into the system for his recruiting or whatever. The administration is 100% behind him. I mean, it's like love is in the air. In some ways, it's an ideal job, but it's not good enough for him because he's always been restless and he doesn't have any loyalty to anybody. And so here he goes again. So I guess it's time to maybe take that Lane Kiffin documentary off the ESPN website, you know? So anyway,
so Kiffin-
I'm looking forward to him. Let's have a good Donnybrook, him and that nutty governor of Louisiana. That'll be fun.
So Kiffin leaves, Drinkwitz resigns. What did you think of that contract burn?
Well, I'm glad Drinkwitz stayed. And, you know, I get tired of people that want to make it all or nothing. In other words, you have people that no matter what happens, Drinkwitz is the greatest. Don't say a bad word about him. Then you have the other people who don't give him credit for what he's done at Mizzou. And he's done a lot for Mizzou. There is a spot for people like me who are pragmatic and look at it both ways. Number one, for anybody who doesn't think he's elevated the Mizzou program in a substantial way, you're dumb, I think would be the word. However, by giving him all this money and yet another contract extension, this is the third or fourth, I can't keep track. And he'll be the fourth as of now. It'll change. As of right now, he'll be the fourth highest paid coach in the SEC, and he'll be in the top 10 overall. Well, when you sign up for that and you get everything you ask for a third or fourth time, okay. Well, now some of the things that he's criticized for, he's got to make better. He's got to get a quarterback who's worth a damn. He's got to get a better offensive line to protect the quarterback. He's got to clean up the special teams. He probably needs a new offensive coordinator, and he needs to stay out of that coordinator's way. And he needs, in addition to that, he needs to start beating some teams that are better than Mizzou. See, I like these people that are like rip him. Look at his record against ranked teams. Yeah, I did. I have. I will. I also looked at Dan Devine's record against those same type of teams, and you know Gary Pinkel. In fact, I went back to 1956. Every Mizzou head coach they have all failed to post a winning record against ranked teams or top 10 teams, especially. Drinkwitz is no different. It just tells you about where Mizzou's place is in the college football hierarchy. He has taken them to a pretty damn high level, but not the elite level. And that's the final hurdle to clear. And now he's got everything he asked for, including more money personally, more money for his assistants. I assume more NIL money coming in. Well, okay. The expectations are high. You're going to have to deliver at a higher level. Yeah. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, those two things are both 100% true. Coach Drink has done a great job. He has elevated the program from a really bad place when he arrived. And he did it with his first year being the COVID year, so he didn't even get off to an easy start.
Right.
So he's done those things. That's true. But when you're a top 10 salaried coach, you got to win like a top 10 salaried coach. And the expectation here shouldn't just be, well, be competitive in the SEC. If you're going to get paid like a top coach, you got to start getting to the SEC championship game. You got to start beating some top 10 or 15 teams every once in a while. Not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah, I admire the fact that he's brought them to a pretty high level in that conference.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough, given the investment that they have made, not only in him, but Mizzou and the facilities, all kinds of new stuff for the football program, new training facilities, new everything, all the stadium improvements, just on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah. So I started to ask you guys, what was the sell if I'm a stud running back or a stud quarterback, not in the Midwest? What is my motivation to go to Mizzou? But Bernie just listed off a few.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a running back, you would want to come to Mizzou.
Yeah.
No, because Coach Drink, going back really since he became the Mizzou head coach, has had one great running back after another. And several of those guys were nobodies. So it's a perfect system for running backs. And that ought to have a lot of appeal. You're going to have to pay for them. But I think they'll want to play for you. You might not have to pay top dollar. That's been the case so far. As for a quarterback, I don't know. Even though Mizzou has really talented receivers, there is such intense competition financially for the top available. I'm talking about the top three or four quarterbacks in the transfer portal every year.
Mm-hmm.
Mizzou is going to have to reach way, way deep into that NIL money to make that happen. They would have to spend more than they ever have before, $4 or $5 million.
Yeah.
Are they willing to do that? And even if they're willing to do that, does the kid want to come to a place that is not known for having a system that makes the quarterback look great?
Wow. I had no idea those guys were making $4 or $5 million.
The top transfer quarterbacks are, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Byrne. We appreciate it, buddy.
Do you need me to do a Saligi?
Oh, yes, no? I do. Look at that. Okay. See, in the back of my mind, I'm trying to steal Saligi. So I'm like, I'm just going to tell him not to even do Saligi. So, yeah, sure. Yeah, please tell us about Saligi.
On the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bitch girl, but it's gone.
Welcome back, DGS. Going to serenade you here in a few minutes. My buddy Jeff Faulkner from Mr. Blue Sky is in the green room. He's going to come in and play a song or two for us. Keeping you busy, keeping you distracted, keeping you informed here on KMOX during what, I don't know if it's a snowstorm, but I would say the traffic is like it's a snowstorm. So,
maybe there are trucks out there, but it sure sounds like there aren't.
Yeah, I wonder what they're waiting for.
I don't know. I mean, I know we all know this surprised us by being early, so yes. Maybe by the evening there will have been a little bit of progress on that. I mean, the roads still seem to be pretty awful. Then again, is it hard to plow when there are a bunch of accidents on the road?
Yeah, right.
It could be a problem.
So scientists have said they have identified 4 epochs in the human brain, 4 time periods. And these can shift by a year or two, but your brain undergoes a big shift at 9 years old.
Okay.
Is basically the same until 32. Now you're packing in a lot of information and a lot of maturity and a lot of life experiences, but the brain is kind of the same until 66 when it changes again, and then 83 when it changes for the final time into its final old age brain. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Jim, a listener, sent me an article on this over the holiday weekend, and I was doing some reading up. So that change at 32, that's the largest overall shift like in your adult lifetime. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, like, hold on to your hats. Like, a lot happens with
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just kind of reflecting over my life, I mean, I turned 32 2 years ago. I don't know. I guess I do see a lot of differences maybe in the way I think about things and the way I approach things. I don't know if it's exactly that, but
I mean, yeah,
sounds kind of right to me.
Yeah, I feel better and smarter than I did.
Just wait till you're 66.
We'll see.
And then what's the fourth one?
83.
Oh. All right. And that, like, they're all just like complete differences in how it functions.
I don't know.
Or processes information.
I know that
or...
it's just identifiable.
Gotcha.
Like, they can look at it and go, I bet this guy's between this age and this age.
Mm-hmm.
I find this so fascinating. I even went out a few years ago, and you know how I'd like to get URLs? I got one on this. Did you guys realize that our sun is a third generation sun? That it's made up of dust from a previous star that blew up, which was made of dust from a initial star that blew up. So our sun is basically the leftovers of two similar stars.
It's recycled.
That went supernova and created a nebula, which then started spiraling.
Was it a regular or a crab?
And then turned into the sun. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're all the remnants of some star explosion.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is a crabula? What does that mean?
Oh, crab nebula.
Oh, what's that?
It just looks like a crab.
Oh, okay.
It's a real nebula.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin said it, and it seemed to hit with you, so I wanted to know.
I knew Dave would.
I wanted to know what
Dave
the joke
and I
was.
Were both dorking up.
I was
to get
like,
that.
I want to be in on it.
Yeah, it's just cool looking. There's probably some scientific difference, but to me, it's just because they're cool looking.
I finally got an answer to my questions. Also, that when you see the new images of the universe and they're so colorful, I always wondered, do they really look like that? And they don't to us. Because we only see 1% of what we can see. But to other beings or to other machines and technology, that's what they look like.
What do you mean by the 1%? Sorry if I'm
like, we only see 1% of what we could see.
Why?
We only perceive 1% of the light something or other.
Yes.
Spectrum.
The light spectrum.
Like, so even if it was like right in front of us, we'd only see 1% of it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So there could be things running around us right now that we just don't clock.
What?
We just don't see them.
Are those the ones tripping us when we're not expecting it?
He's on, man. He got 4 days off.
He's got some theories.
He's coming
in hot.
I'm
just testing things out, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.